This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Summertime and so much happening around the Umpqua Valley tonight. It is Music in the Park in Myrtle Creek. Ted Rumus is on with us. Ted, good morning.
Good morning.
And you guys have been going for 37 years now. That's just amazing to have a concert series go that long.
Well, yes, we are the longest-running free concert series in Douglas County, and I'm proud of it. And we started in 1986, and this is year 37. We had to miss a year for COVID, so we can't call it consecutive, but we're still out there having a good time and bringing free music to all of Douglas County and beyond.
So how's the series gone so far this year?
Well, we've had two Music in the Park events already in July, Tim Hall Band and our opener on July 11th, and then Avid, a local group, on July 18th. And then we took a break for a summer festival, which is always a huge event in this area. And now we're into August, and we have five Thursdays in August starting today. And so we've got five concerts remaining, all free, all fun, and ready to go.
All right, talk about tonight's group.
So tonight, from Murphy, Oregon, Broadway Phil and the Shouters is returning. They've been here a couple of times in the past. Great group. Broadway Phil Newton plays harmonica and sings along with a lot of other activity in his group. They've been bringing blues concerts to concerts and clubs in Southern Oregon since 1994.
Wow, that's a long time for a group to do that. Now, tell people where the concerts are held and more about how the evening works.
Well, the concerts are held in Millsite Park in downtown Myrtle Creek, easy to find, right off Main Street, the only traffic light in town. Performances are free, parking is free, food vendors on and off site. Dogs are permitted if kept under control and cleaned up after, so people arrive, have a good time. Two sets from 6 to 8:30. Lots of interaction between kids and grandkids and folks and parents and everybody just having a good time singing along and dancing.
And that park is a real popular place. People like the stage, like the layout, and I know it's continues to generate a lot of interest.
Yes, it is, and it's kind of connected on both ends with Main Street on one side, and then a little slope down there that goes to the park. But then there's softball fields, sand volleyball fields, and an RV park beyond that going toward the railroad track. So it gets a lot of activity, and it's booked almost every weekend in the summertime and into the decent weather.
Now, you've been working on this for a number of years, and it seems like just about every event in Myrtle Creek, you've got some attachment to it.
Well, I do what I enjoy. I claim to be retired, and other people wonder if I am, but I've been doing this since this is my 17th year.
And by the way, I've never actually asked this. When you were working, what was your actual career?
I had two. I was 22 years on active duty in the Air Force, retired in 1984, and then I took a second career with California Community College law enforcement. I was a security director and police chief at two different districts in Southern and Orange County, California, and retired from there in 2001.
So what led you to Myrtle Creek then?
Well, curiosity more than anything else. My wife and I had never been to Oregon. We're both East Coasters originally, so we took a drive up here in 1989, and 2 days later we bought a house, and then as a retirement property, and then kept that until we eventually retired up here in 2000. Been here 24 years.
Wow. After 2 days in the state, you bought a house. You must have been impressed.
Well, we were. We were very impressed, very impressed. Actually, our destination for real estate was Eugene, but when we got up there, we decided we liked Myrtle Creek so much, we'd stopped here for what was then the Dairy Queen and just become attracted to the community and come back and put some money down on a house. And had owned it for several years before we transitioned out of that one into a smaller one.
Wow. Well, interesting to know about. Talk about the upcoming concerts you've got after tonight. Who are some of the other groups that are going to be featured?
So on August 8th, a group called Inner Limits out of Eugene has been here once before. They're a high-energy blues funk rock group. They have unique arrangements, solid blues, some originals. Then on August 15th, we were fortunate enough to be able to get on the queue with Jake Gill, a Nashville recording artist, on his West Coast tour. And he's currently starting that from Nebraska, working his way here through Missouri, Colorado, and then here in Myrtle Creek concert series on August 15th. Touring bus, bring us touring buses band. Following up, he's headed to California for a few gigs and then back to Nebraska and Montana. So really, really excited about that opportunity to bring a name star to Millsy Park in Myrtle Creek, and looking for everybody to come out and enjoy his music. He was a winner on The Voice, TikTok Awards, very, very popular country artist.
All right, very good. We're going to talk to him very soon as well. So the series continues. You've got, two more after him?
So August 22nd is the Blue Meridian String Band, which is a new local group that performed with the Umpqua Community College Singers. Their music is mostly gypsy jazz, something a bit different for we bring to Myrtle Creek. And then our closer on August 29th is that other band, popular show band, Roseburg, returns to close us out with their classic reggae, funk, pop, rock, and more. And then we put it all away until next summer when we have our 38th year.
All right, very good. Well, Myrtle Creek Music in the Park tonight, 6 o'clock. Ted, anything else you want to mention about what's going on?
No, I just appreciate the opportunity to have these interviews with you and promote Myrtle Creek's Music in the Park, celebrating 37 years.
All right, very good. Ted Rummus, Music in the Park in Myrtle Creek, thanks for being on this morning.
Thank you very much.
8:38 at the Morning Report.